Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
Boom! This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Check, check. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What is up? Sam Crowley from EverydaySaturday.com. It's great to have you back with the number one motivational podcast on the planet. It's a freaky Friday, October 2nd, 2015. Are you fired up? Do all my corporate friends have their dressed down casual Friday outfit on? Congratulations. It's only temporary because imagine this. Imagine this, champion. Someday soon, in a planet far, far away, you'll be able to wear that casual Friday outfit anytime you want. Imagine that. No more supervisor saying, hey, today's not casual Friday. You need to have your tie on, Johnny. And you're 46 years old being told by a 22-year-old college grad what to wear. It's like when we were in kindergartens. Gather around, child. Sit Indian style around. We're going to tell you stories as you wear your little garanimal outfits, okay? That's not what life's about. We don't wear our garanimal outfits, right? Hey, I want to talk to you today. First of all, number one, if you haven't left a 5-star rating for this show on iTunes, would you please do it? Helps people find the show. Champions just like yourself. We want this podcast on every smartphone, every device, every computer, in every pair of ears, far and wide, near and far, north and south, east and west, from Australia to UK, London, Japan, South America, Antarctica, and the North Pole. We want everybody plugged in to the Everyday Saturday Show. Would you do us a favor and leave a 5-star rating? Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know you're listening to the show. Driving against traffic. Now, for those of you that are going to a job, or even if you're out and about early in the morning, you ever notice, and this is the way it is where I live, we have a beltway. Most big cities have a beltway. Around greater Cincinnati, we have I-275. So it loops around Cincinnati, northern Kentucky, makes a huge loop. So in the morning, you know, between the hours of 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., when you're heading west on this I-275 around my house, traffic is terrible. It's jammed up. It's just gridlock. You know what I'm talking about, bumper to bumper. However, the other way, when you're driving east on this I-275 beltway outside of Cincinnati, it's not as bad. You know, traffic moves at a pretty good clip. Now, at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, what do you think happens? The opposite, right? When you're heading west, it's a little bit better. Heading east, jammed up. It's the opposite of what happens in the morning. Same thing where you are. There's one direction most likely where you're going what? With the traffic. And then there's another time for those of you, well, I drive against traffic. You ever hear people say that? Well, it's not as bad because I'm actually driving against the traffic, meaning I'm going opposite of where everywhere else, everybody else is going. And man, let me tell you, what a great visual that is, a magnificent metaphor for the entrepreneurial dream. Because when you're going with everybody, there's gridlock, man. There's gridlock. How about in the employee sector? Where's all the competition? Where is it? It's at the bottom. It's at minimum wage. We want to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Great. You raise it to 15, but heck, raise it to 50, okay? It isn't going to make a difference. That's where all the competition is going to be. You know where there isn't competition? At the top. You know where there isn't competition? In the arena where you have to take some risk in order to have a boatload of reward. You know where there is no competition? Is where people are thinking much differently. They're not going with the herd. They're just not going with that gridlock traffic. No different than when you make your commute in the morning, you know? How refreshing is it to know when you look over on the other side of the highway and you see just miles and miles of backed up traffic, but that's not you. You're kind of going along your own pace. Maybe it's not 65 miles an hour, but it's hitting at a good clip, 40 to 45, 50. And what do you say? Immediately your mind goes to, yeah, thank God I'm not stuck in that mess. Welcome to the entrepreneurial journey. As we entrepreneurs look at everybody stuck in the rat race, 70% of whom don't enjoy what they're doing every day, and we say, "Yeah, thank God I'm not stuck in that mess." That's what it's all about. So as you go through this journey, you understand. I mean, there's ups and downs. A lot of the time when you're getting your dream going at the very beginning, man, it takes so much energy, so much focus, and it never fails. Just when you have a good window, whether it's an hour or one day in your business, the money flows in, or maybe content is just being created effortlessly, it always stands to reason right after that you get hit with a sucker punch. You know, you take two steps back. But as an entrepreneur, you know that that's all part of it. That's not a surprise. It's not like, you know, when I get calls, especially in the rental business with 11 properties and 38 rentals, I get, my phone blows up sometimes. This happened, that happened, they moved out, we evicted them, someone kicked a hole in the wall, pipes burst. In the wintertime, I get those calls a lot. But insurance claims, I expect it. We got no heat and all of this stuff, okay? I expect that. Why? Because I took on all the risk. I took on all the risk. The tenant has no risk. The tenant pays their rent on time every month, and in return, the landlord is supposed to provide them with quality living. You know, it doesn't need to be the Taj Mahal, but it can't be a slumlord type of situation. And that's the arrangement that's made. Now, when the electric goes out or there's no heat or whatever it is, a pipe bursts, a sink trap gets clogged, and a garbage disposal needs to be replaced, and the toilet's not working, anything like that, guess who has to get that fixed? The landlord. The individual who took on all that risk, because the landlord was driving in the opposite direction while everybody else was going to compete for the jobs, the minimum wage jobs and the low paying jobs, just so they could get that steady paycheck, which is valuable. Let me tell you, when I went bankrupt, I went for that steady paycheck. I had to. That was necessity for me. I couldn't be an idiot. I mean, I couldn't be out there saying, I'm gonna go build my dream in the middle of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. No. Wife says, hey, brain surgeon, you know, you got us in this mess. You know, we need health insurance. I'm delivering a baby in 4 months. Yeah, she was pregnant with our third child. I had two kids under the age of five when I decided to go for my dream and went broke. Okay, so all right, I was driving against traffic, but I wasn't an idiot. I had to go with the flow for a little bit. But you all know who goes with the flow, right? Dead fish. That's who goes with the flow for their whole life. It's okay to take a detour. You know, it's okay to take a little slice of humble pie every now and again. You'll get there. It's not a big deal. You know what it becomes a big deal? When you start worrying about and giving energy to what everybody else thinks about that. Oh, no, everybody's going to know that I went broke. Hey, so what? The lions do not concern themselves with the opinion of sheep. Do you understand that? Lions do not concern themselves with the opinion of sheep. Okay, we're not in this business. We're not all going for our dream because we're worried about what the peanut gallery is going to think about us. We want to add value, so you know that there's going to be days that they're just going to suck, man. Can we just keep it real? You're just going to wake up, and you're going to feel like, I just got punched in the stomach, and that hurts. But you know what? I'm down, but I ain't out, okay? Maybe in the boxing reference, you know, the ref is counting it down. 1, 2, 3, and we're back up off the mat, you know, and that's the great entrepreneur. Because eventually, the landlord in this scenario is going to have all of those properties paid off. The mortgage note's going to be paid. He takes out a 15-year note. He's paying the principal and interest every month. Cash may not be flowing. Heck, cash may not be flowing. You know what's funny? In my rentals, I've never had a positive cash flow year, ever, not one time. But people that own real estate understand the hidden value of it. Number one, you're building. You should be hopefully building value. You're building assets. And there's a hidden feature called depreciation, which in the United States, you get to write all of that off. It's phantom money that comes back to you in your tax return that you can write off the depreciation of the property, the depreciation of the appliances, perfectly legal under the IRS code that we have in the United States. And you're allowed to take these write-offs and these deductions to legally reduce your tax exposure here in the U.S. So though you may not be cash flowing, for example, if your net income is $100,000 a year and you own real estate, and between the mortgage interest that you can write off, the property management fees that you're paying, the depreciation that's happening and all of these different things, you get your net income down to $40,000 a year. That is significant. Number one, and look, this isn't an IRS tax code. I'm just telling you a real life scenario. You're paying self-employment tax of about 20 to 22% on that $60,000 that you don't pay, that's 12 grand, man. That's real money back in your pocket. You just put 12 grand back in your pocket that you do not have to pay in taxes legally. Okay, these are all things that entrepreneurs understand, but these aren't things that minimum wage individuals understand. People that don't like what they do, it makes it even worse because they're going to a job they don't like and they're miserable. And they don't understand that if they would just take a risk, even a part-time risk, go take a real estate investment class, go join a network marketing company that you really believe in, a product that you really want to get behind, or anything. You know, go launch your dream. The expenses that you put in can be written off. You own a vehicle that's over 6,000 pounds. You can write the entire cost of the vehicle off in the very first year, or you can depreciate it over the course of the next 5 or 6 years. I mean, there's so many great benefits to being an entrepreneur, but here's the key. Listen up. Very important point. You got to be willing to drive against traffic in that lane where there's nobody else driving. Because if you find yourself in gridlock traffic on the journey, on the highway to Saturday, to making every day Saturday, if you're stuck with everybody else, exasperated, frustrated, listening to the same talk show on the radio, just dialing people on the phone just to pass the time, how many times do you find yourself stuck in traffic? Well, better call so-and-so, I haven't talked to them in a month, and you just start dialing through your contacts just to pass the time. Do you know what you could be doing with that time? But you got to be in the other lane. You got to be traveling against traffic. You are on the way to Saturday when you are in that lane by yourself, and everybody else is over on the other side of the highway stuck in traffic. They're all on their way to Averageville. You're on your way to Saturday. So just kind of understand, appreciate that the difficult times, those are temporary. The reward that waits for you at the end of that journey is something that very few people will ever have the opportunity to say that they tasted. But that's them. That ain't you. You, my friend, on your way to Saturday, have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.